Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says singer Johnny Hartman has just about the lightest touch and lightest timbre of any jazz baritone who came along in the wake of Billy Eckstine. The early 1960s was a peak period for Hartman, who died in 1983. Kevin has this review of The Voice That Is, a reissue of a 1964 Hartman album.
Candlelights on corner tables remind me of you. Perfume and silk stockings make me think of you. A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart is wings. These foolish things remind me of you.
That's Johnny Hartman on the album The Voice That Is. Hartman is best known for an album he recorded in 1963 with John Coltrane's quartet. The combination of Hartman's ballad baritone and Coltrane's pleading tenor can give you goosebumps. Hartman's other early 60s albums for Impulse aren't that good, but they're worth hearing too. On The Voice That Is, as with Coltrane, Hartman eased off on the heavy vibrato and operatic effects he went in for in the 1950s. The quiet arrangements Bob Hammer wrote fit the singer's understatement, and they fit the mood of the song. Some tunes and some charts are a little corny, but there's something to be said in favor of novelty instruments and odd timbres for their own sake. The song A Slow Hot Wind is by Henry Mancini and Norman Gimbel.
Over me like a slow hot wind. Some days it's too warm to fight a slow hot wind.
Jazz vocal fans still like those bedroom baritone voices, when they can find one. You can tell that from all the attention singer Kevin Mahogany got when he turned up last year. Not to knock Mr. Mahogany, who's pretty good, but the jazz baritone tradition is definitely in eclipse now. Not that it might not come back. In jazz, never count anything out. If the likes of Billy Eckstine and Johnny Hartman are scarce these days, well, the likes of them were scarce when they were alive, too.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Johnny Hartman's The Voice That Is, an Impulse recording reissued by GRP.